From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. Wheat Associates will close its office in Cairo, Egypt, December 1st. The industry's Export Market Development Organization began considering changes as the supply of lower-priced wheat from Russia increased. According to Brownfield, U.S. Wheat President Vince Peterson says closing the Cairo office was a difficult decision, but adds regional management for U.S. Wheat's Middle East operations has been with its office in Rotterdam. U.S. Wheat will continue trade service to wheat buyers in Egypt, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and other countries in the region on a targeted basis. The National Milk Producers Federation confirms the Canadian dairy policies were brought up during the recently concluded fourth round of NAFTA renegotiations. The Federation's Chris Galen tells Brownfield he agrees with Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who said there are things that need to be discussed and you can't conclude a successful round of renegotiations without resolving them. Adding Canada's Class 7 system with tariffs of 250% to 300% is one of them. Canada has already said the issue is a non-starter. Meatpacker JBS reportedly has closed seven of its packing plants in Brazil. According to Brownfield, media reports say the closures are results of the court-ordered $230 million asset freeze. JBS owners, brothers Wesley and Josely Batista, were arrested last month on corruption and insider trading charges. JBS is working to restore operations at the plants, but says they will remain closed until the matter is resolved. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.